Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, make sure to download the SGPN app. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod Villagomez, flying solo today. XFL, CFL, every FL gym is out on location today, so I will be holding it down solo for you. I haven't done a solo show in a very long time. But I am here today to give you some of our, well, my favorite DFS plays for this slate. Of course, as you know, CFL does have its own fantasy platform. Plus, it's out there on DFS as well. I implore you, go check out the CFL Fantasy. It's at cfl.ca. If you go over to their game zone, you can find their CFL Fantasy game where you can join now, and it's fine, where you can actually join leagues as well. While they're in the middle of it, it's a DFS style setup where you set a new lineup every week and you just compete against other players. It's the best point total in the league's win. In fact, you can still join now. It's only week three, and jump in on a few of the contests and try to get yourself into the front, because there's a lot of points still to be had. I will tell you that much right now. So yeah, it's cfl.ca. Go to the game store and you will be able to find, or the game zone rather, and you'll be able to find the contest. So again, if you want to do it that way, or if you just want to take part in good old fashioned DFS, it is out there as well. And we will give you, I'll give you my favorite plays for the slate today or this weekend. It starts Thursday, so tomorrow is the first game of the week, and it features the matchup of the Saskatchewan Roughriders taking on the Montreal Alouettes. Friday night is the Hamilton Tiger Cats taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Saturday in the early game, it's Edmonton taking on Calgary in the round one. It's not the official Battle of Alberta. In fact, the Battle of Alberta is reserved for the second meeting after Labor Day between these two teams. But this is an early edition of the Battle of Alberta as Edmonton takes on Calgary. And then the last game of the weekend is the Toronto Argonauts taking on the all of a sudden red hot BC Lions. Not quite sure how exactly they decided to be good this season, but they've got a fantastic quarterback, a fantastic young quarterback there in Nathan Rourke that has really taken this league by storm. He is a Canadian, and if you know a little bit about the Canadian football game, it's hard for a Canadian player to drop in as a quarterback. It really, for whatever reason, that position has been dominated by Americans for the longest time, and it's very difficult for a Canadian to crack that club. But Nathan Rourke looks early on like he may be that guy that might be able to do it. So a lot of great matchups this weekend, up to and including a Grey Cup rematch from last season with the Hamilton taking on Winnipeg in Winnipeg this time. So the Blue Bombers are at home after a couple of close wins against the Ottawa Red Blacks. So that'll factor in a lot to the fantasy advice that I'm about to give you. Normally, Jim and I would give you two. He'd give you one, I'd give you one. But today, I will give you one of my favorite plays from each of the positions, and we'll get you started to build. And then I'll give you my favorite lineup after the break as well. So let's begin with the quarterback position. I really like Dane Evans this week, and I like the position that he's in. I talked to you earlier about the fact that he's in a Grey Cup rematch with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Dane Evans comes in at $8,500, one of the mid-range priced quarterbacks at this position. I feel there's a lot of value in that $8,500 because in week one, he completed 18 of 28 for 222 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, two fumbles, only good for 8.98 fantasy points. But he came roaring back in week two, 36 of 51, 425 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Of course, that's the one thing that Dane has to rein in is those interceptions. They definitely hurt his overall total, and one fumble. But he racked up 31.2 fantasy points for you in DFS on the week. Absolutely killed it in his game last week. And to be honest with you, that's the Dane Evans that I know the Ticats want to see week in and week out. It's the reason they let Masoli go in the first place, is they felt like they had a quarterback one in Dane Evans. Week one, he didn't necessarily show up. He didn't get it done the way they wanted it to against the Riders. But then he came back against Calgary and really hung tough. And in fact, were it not for a complete and total utter defensive meltdown by the Ticats, they would have had a chance to win this game against Calgary. Calgary came back in the second half. Ticats were up 24-3 at the half. Calgary came roaring back and actually won in overtime, 33-3 over the Ticats, but it was not for a lack of effort from Dane Evans, who again just played well above what he played in week one and just put the Ticats in a position to win. This week, he gets a Winnipeg Blue Bombers team that just allowed Masoli to get 380 yards and a touchdown in week one, 331 yards passing in week two. So back-to-back 300-yard games for Jeremiah Masoli, who, if you remember, was the guy that left so that Dane Evans could take over as the heir apparent over there at quarterback in Hamilton. And again, that's, 300-yard games are big games because you get the bonus in this DFS game that we play. So if you can allow a 300 yards, Evans does not even have to get to his 425 yards that he got last time. All he needs is 325 to have himself a good day and at least two touchdowns, and he'll return value on his 8,500 because, like I said, some of these other quarterbacks on the slate are very pricey, and you may not get the type of what you need out of them to return on value. Cody Fajardo is at $1,200. Vernon Adam Jr. is the second priced quarterback, but he's actually out, and Trevor Harris is going to start, which is another place where I would look if you really want to save. Trevor Harris, $7,100, a solid backup, a once starter in Ottawa, came in last week in relief and gave you 11.8 points on 18 of 30 for 270 yards. He did have an interception, couldn't get in the end zone, but for Montreal coming in for Vernon Adams, that wasn't a bad job. So yeah, if you want to look a little lower too, Trevor Harris is there at $7,100, but I'm not paying it for McLeod Bethel-Thompson at $10,000 against BC. Nathan Rourke at $9,500. Look, I get it. He had the 43-point day in week one against Edmonton, but temper your expectations here. He is playing Toronto, and that's a little rough. Zach Claros at $9,400. Bo Levi Mitchell, who doesn't necessarily give you gigantic fantasy days at 9,000, and then Arbuckle at 8,800. So, the fact that Dane Evans is almost the last starting quarterback on this list is almost atrocious. At $8,500, he definitely unlocks some great value for you along the way. So I'll give you Dane Evans as one of my biggest recommendations. But again, if you want to pay down at Trevor Harris at $7,100, I can't blame you. That's definitely a place to save a little bit of money. Move on now to the running back position. This one is, it's kind of a crazy position. The running back position in the Canadian Football League gives you some elite plays and then some scattershot plays where you're thinking, okay, well, maybe they can get me a couple of points here and there. As you can imagine, the Canadian Football League is heavy on the passing, and there's a lot of value in the passing game, so you can find a running back like Andrew Harris that not only runs but catches passes as well. You're going to get some good value, or if you just get a flat-out, straight good runner, just like a Kadeem Carey, then you're even better. So, you know, this week you find the salaries for guys like Kadeem Carey at $10,000. Look, if you're going to roster Kadeem Carey, you got to get creative elsewhere. So maybe some of the flex plays that I'll give you later might help you quell that. Or even if you go with Andrew Harris, it maybe unlocks a Kadeem Carey for you. But Kadeem Carey at $10,000 against Edmonton, it's just kind of pricey for me at this time. I know that Kadeem Carey is completely capable of giving you a couple of touchdowns a game, just like he did a few weeks ago. But even still, like, I don't know. To me, at $10,000, that's a little bit pricey, and I'm going to stay away from Kadeem Carey in a majority of my lineups. I may try to find a spot where I can get him in there at least once, just so I don't miss out if he does go crazy. But against Edmonton, it's a little bit of a tough sell for me because Edmonton actually is a little bit tougher against the run than they let on. They definitely didn't let a whole lot of folks carry huge against them, but except for the guy I'm about to talk about right now, and I'm going to give you Jamal Morrow from the Saskatchewan Roughriders. He comes in at $7,500. Guys had back-to-back weeks of double-digit fantasy points. In week one against Hamilton, he had 14.7, where he had 9 carries, 14 yards. Not a big day on the ground, but like I said, the Canadian Football League is all about being able to catch passes, and he did. 3 catches for 61 yards. But where we also get points in this game of Canadian football, especially for running backs and receivers, is in the kick return game. And that is where Jamal Morrow did a little bit of damage. He had 104 return yards as well in week one. Then he blew up completely against Edmonton. I said it's tough to want to have Kadeem Carey. Yeah, but against Edmonton, Jamal Morrow blew up. He had 31.25 points in week two, 17 carries, 126 yards and a touchdown, 4 catches, 28 yards, 57 return yards. Jamal Morrow, a complete beast. And I don't think that he's going to have that type of a day against Montreal, but he should have a pretty decent day. Montreal last week allowed Andrew Harris to carry the ball 18 times for 87 yards. That's 4.8 yards per carry. And Andrew Harris is good. I get that. I know he's the class of the league. But if you allow any Canadian running back to get 4.8 yards per carry, I'm not saying Canadian national, I'm saying just Canadian Football League running back to get 4.8 yards per carry, that is going to really resonate throughout the rest of the league. So Andrew Harris doing that, 4.8 yards per carry on Montreal last week. 3 catches, 23 yards before he left with an injury. He probably could have had himself a 100-yard day and got himself that bonus had he not gotten hurt in that game, only 13 yards away from it. So not bad, and not a bad matchup for Jamal Morrow to exploit. You go back to week one for Montreal, they faced another heavy hitter. That was Kadeem Carey. He carried the ball 13 times for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns, while also adding 3 receptions for 30 yards to his total for a tidy little 24 fantasy points on the week. So you look at where Montreal has been weak. It is the running game. Jamal Morrow at $7,500 gives you a lot of leeway. In fact, Jamal Morrow buried down there right above Brady Oliveira for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who has done next to nothing so far this season. Sean Thomas Erlington also at $6,000 for Hamilton, but he's behind guys like Butler and Wilder, and Wilder hasn't done a whole heck of a lot either, but we'll talk about Butler in a little bit as well. But Andrew Harris, you know, Kadeem Carey, William Stanback, who's hurt, so a lot of value in this Jamal Morrow play. And I'll give you a second running back, and I will give you Kadeem Carey. I know I tried to talk you out of him, but if you must have him in a roster, which, like I said, I will, because you got to have him in at least one tournament roster, or else if he goes completely crazy and you don't have him, you're out of it. Look at his matchup. The Elks in week one, James Butler carried 17 times for 108 yards and two touchdowns. And that's what Kadeem Carey faces right now. Butler also had six catches for 33 yards and two touchdowns for an amazing 47.1 fantasy points against the Elks. And that, of course, is the matchup that Kadeem Carey draws. We know that Kadeem Carey has had a game in which he's had two touchdowns as well. So just look out for Kadeem Carey. If you can fit him in a lineup, fit him in a lineup. Find a way to do it, because, again, if he goes off and you don't have him, they're not going to win that tournament for sure. All right. Well, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some receivers, some flexes, and we'll talk about more on the fantasy football tip, on the DFS tip for the CFL, on the CFL Gambling Podcast right after we talk about win. Make sure to get down on Wynn's Bet $50 to Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. If you want the ultimate fantasy football experience, just bet $500 or more on sports or casino before July 31st. You're going to get entered to win that ultimate fantasy football draft experience at the Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resort for you and your entire league. You want to throw multiple entries at it? Go for it. It is allowed. So much to choose from. All you got to do, download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let's move on to Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have one or more or 10 or 20 fantasy leagues on there just like me, because I use it for mine. And I get to use it for the first time in the Scott Fishbowl League. I am so excited to be able to load up Sleeper for Scott Fishbowl. It's going to be fantastic. It's a game-changing product. It's unlike anything else in the industry. But more importantly, you can make money now on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. It is super simple. First, in any sport, you choose two or more players that you like. Then you pick the over and the under. For example, number of points in basketball, hits in baseball. Then you choose the amount of money you want to enter. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. And the main reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop whatever you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper app to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone by joining our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad. Get the 100% deposit bonus match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Let's move on with the wide receiver position here in our DFS lineups for the CFL. And I'm going to suggest that you pay up at this, because as I said in the opening, wide receiver catching passes, that's what the CFL is all about. Three downs, 10 yards still. You got to get a pretty decent chunk on first down and second down if you would like. Well, actually, you can't even. You got to get your first down on your second down, so you don't have time to play around. And passing the ball is exactly what they do. Somebody that's emerged, and somebody that emerged last season, but now they are wearing different colors, and that's Kenny Lawler, formerly of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, now with the Edmonton Elks. Kenny Lawler is good no matter where he goes, and even on a lackluster Edmonton team who hasn't necessarily figured things out yet, he is the guy, I think, that will be the bright and shining spot on this Elks roster going forward, and somebody that Arbuckle is going to look at several times over, and just the familiarity that they're about to get together is going to be quite electric, in my opinion. Week one in that absolute shellacking, the 59-point just drubbing in BC, Lawler still had 5 catches for 72 yards, which was the bright, like I said, the bright spot in that lineup. Week two in Saskatchewan, Kenny Lawler got busy. 12 catches, 149 yards, and a touchdown. Like I said, Kenny Lawler is good, and if you get explosive players the ball, good things happened. Edmonton did not win that game, unfortunately, but they did make it interesting, more interesting, dare I say, than week one. Saskatchewan ended up winning against Edmonton 26-16, but Edmonton kept it close for a very long time and actually had a shot to win, largely in part of what Kenny Lawler was able to do on the field. No matter what was going to him, he was catching it, and like I said, 12 receptions, 149 yards, and a touchdown. Kenny Lawler, $10,000. That's why it's hard to put a guy like Kadeem Carey and Kenny Lawler in the same lineup, because you really got to get creative elsewhere, and paying down a quarterback is a must there too. So that's why Trevor Harris kind of gives you the opportunity to try, at the very least, to get both of those players in there. You look at what the receivers were able to do against the Stampeders in week two, what they played Hamilton. Tim White caught 11 catches for 131 yards and a touchdown. Braylon Addison had 8 catches for 96 yards. Even Sean Thomas Erlington, the running back, got 7 catches for 72 yards and a touchdown. Stephen Dunbar caught 6 for 65 and a touchdown. So, receivers, much success against the Stamps in week two. And that's where Dane Evans just kind of lit up Calgary single-handedly and took Hamilton all over the field and with his 400 passing yards. A lot of receivers had a lot of love in that game. Kenny Lawler can very well outperform Tim White on any given weekend in the CFL. So much better receiver is Lawler than White, so I expect him to have a comparable game to what White was able to do in week two. In week one, Montreal had themselves a 100-yard receiver against the Stampeders in Eugene Lewis, who caught 4 catches for 112 yards as well. So Kenny Lawler in a fantastic matchup. Yes, he is a very high-priced receiver. Yes, he is one of the top three and one of the only three over 10,000 in this matchup. But you got to spend up somewhere, and this is an opportunity that you need to spend up for. You look at some of the other guys up there, Lucky Whitehead for BC. Yes, he's a target monster. Yes, he was able to get 21 points in last week or the last game that BC played against Edmonton. But again, I'm not sure that Nathan Rourke can equal that success right off the bat, so we'll just have to wait and see. Until then, I'm not paying $10,000 for Lucky Whitehead. Eugene Lewis is going to have Trevor Harris throwing to him this week. Probably not bad, but he is questionable, so keep an eye on that as well. He had a hamstring injury that he suffered last week, so you might want to keep an eye on Eugene Lewis. And then, of course, Tim White. We talked about his big day in with Hamilton against Calgary, but the week before, he only had 3.8 points. So hard for me to want to pay $10,000 or even $8,000 for a guy like Tim White. So I'm going to go ahead and pay for Kenny Lawler and take my chances there. And then we'll move to the flex spot where Dalton Schoen is somebody who has basically come out of nowhere for Winnipeg. He's $4,300 this week, an absolute value for what you're getting. He had 9 targets over the first 2 weeks of the season. That is second on the team behind Greg Ellingson, who is a newcomer to this squad. But you look at some of the other players that that Winnipeg has brought back on their roster, and you know, for Schoen to be the second leading target getter in that position group, just one, shows you how much they miss Darvin Adams, and two, shows you how much this this team looks completely different without Andrew Harris. Guys like Rashid Bailey, guys like Nick Dembski, even guys like Drew Olatarski, who last week came on like gangbusters. To have Schoen as your number two guy really says something to you. He is tied with Rashid Bailey, though, for targets overall, but even still, it's Dalton Schoen who is the fantasy standout so far of the season. In week one, he had 5 catches and 69 yards. He did fumble the ball once, which was a little bit disappointing, but he still finished with an 11.2 fantasy point day. In week two, 2 catches, 58 yards, got in the end zone, good for 13.8 fantasy points. So again, Dalton Schoen at $4,300. If you can get me 3 times the value at that at a flex position, I absolutely love the value. I love what he's got going on, and I love his matchup. Hamilton has allowed 313 passing yards and 2 touchdowns to Mitchell. And Kamar Jordan had 7 catches for 109 yards. So you're telling me that Dalton Schoen is going to get a great matchup here against Hamilton, who let Bo Levi Mitchell, of all people, pass for 313 yards against them with Kamar Jordan getting over 100 yards, about 17, 20 points in fantasy because of the 100-yard bonus. I'm okay with that. And I don't think Schoen is going to get nearly at the 100-yard mark, but if he can still get me six catches for 65 yards and a touchdown, or somewhere in that vicinity, two catches even for 58 yards and a touchdown, I'll take that from my flex spot. So that moves on to the DST, where I'm picking the Riders this week. All right, I get it. I understand. It's a difficult situation in these DSTs because there's a lot of crazy matchups going on, and I know the Riders are the highest priced on the board. But I'm not going to be scared by that because I managed, and you'll hear it when I lay out the lineup that I've got for you, that I managed to fit the most expensive defense. Just looking at some of these other defenses on the board, the Lions have a tough matchup against Toronto. The Argonauts have the BC Lions, who, like I said, I don't expect them to put up 59 points again in week two, but they are a defense or an offense on fire, and I'm not looking forward to having any part of the DST that takes them on this week. Stampeders against Edmonton. Edmonton looked better against Saskatchewan last week, so I'm not necessarily seeing the Stampeders really perform all that well. And you look back at what they've done, they had 7 points against Montreal, 12 points against Hamilton. Not bad, but again, not the greatest. The Blue Bombers have Hamilton, who I think they're going to have trouble with. The Alouettes have the Rough Riders, and I don't see them being able to slow too many things down that the Riders can throw at them. So I'm giving you the Alouettes. They had 22 points in week one against Hamilton, where they had two interceptions, eight sacks, and only allowed 13 points. Came back down to earth a little bit in week two against Edmonton, where they scored only 12 points, but they still managed two interceptions, five sacks, and allowed 16 points. Toronto has scored 10 points. They scored 10 points in week two, and the Stamps scored seven in week one. So the Riders DST is something to look at. Again, they are the highest, but for good reason. And I think I'm going to roll with them because I just don't really necessarily like the outlooks of the other DSTs on there. And I did manage, like I said, to fit them in. But if you are looking to spend up at another position, if you're going to try to fit a Lawler, if you're going to try to fit a Kadeem Carey in one, take a look at the Ticats. I know they're playing the Bombers, but you really, Ottawa played them tight the first couple of weeks, and they forced low scores. And if nothing else, you just don't want the team to score against them a lot and cost you a lot of points. So I'm okay if you want to take the Ticats defense there just to try to free up a little bit of money in the situation, because again, you're not really going to find a whole lot of value in the Alouettes defense this week. So if you want to try the Ticats, they're $3,800. So go ahead, take a chance on that. But like I said, you may not get too much out of it. So give me the Riders DST, $5,400. I'll pay up for that and be fine. So, all right, come back from the break. I will break down for you the entire roster that I came up with that you can use as well, or you could just pick and choose and try to figure out which ones you like best out of what I'm giving you to play in this week's full DFS slate. But first, let's talk about one of my favorite subjects besides football. It's coffee. I drink a lot of it. It's 9:30 here on the West Coast. I am recording this show. I have a ton of coffee in me, and Trade Coffee is what keeps me going because it connects me to the freshest and best tasting coffee that I've ever had. And it does this by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These independent businesses, they're from big cities, they're from small towns, and we are truly impactful for these independent roasters, and they are often the largest source of new growth for these guys. Look, I know what I like, but I also know that experts know better what good coffee tastes like. I know what I like to taste, but I'll take the expert's word for it. And Trade Coffee has expert-tasted coffee. They taste thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship to me, to you, every single day. I know that there's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for me and for you, and Trade's human power algorithm is the one that is going to find it for you. If you want to take part in this, just answer a couple of questions. You're going to get your own personalized variety of coffees delivered fresh to you as often as you like. No gimmicks. My favorite kind of way to do things. Absolutely no gimmicks. Trade delivers a bag of freshly roasted coffee as whole beans or ground, however you brew it at home, and they guarantee that you're going to love your first order or they're going to replace it for free. So right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find you a coffee you are going to love. That is drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. I bet you didn't know that browsing online using incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy. That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and all sorts of other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It is literally that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on your speeds, your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. So whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for you with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. It's super easy to use, IPVanish is. All you got to do, tap one button, you're instantly protected. You won't even know that it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, everything you buy. Take back your privacy today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP. Use the promotional code SGP. Claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. You want a lineup? I got a lineup for you. I'm going to break down my favorite lineup for this slate, kind of give you the ins and the outs of it, and maybe where you can fudge a little bit and find a little bit. Believe it or not, and I don't necessarily always try to go and zero out my lineups and my rosters, but this one perfectly zeroed out. And I, like I said, I wasn't even trying to do it. And it's a lineup that I like. It's a lineup that I'm going to definitely play in several lineups this or several contests this week, but it's just amazing to me how it zeroed out without even me having to try to do it. So, here's where I begin. And I begin at quarterback. I gave you Dane Evans at $8,500. Dane Evans at $8,500 is in my quarterback slot. I gave you Jamal Morrow. Jamal Morrow is in my running back slot at $7,500. Gave you Kenny Lawler. Kenny Lawler is also in my wide receiver slot at $10,100. I gave you Schoen, and Schoen is at $4,300, which gave me the opportunity to double up with the guy that leads that team in targets and in fantasy production and in overall production in that Winnipeg offense, and that's Greg Ellingson at $8,800. He is averaging 18.3 fantasy points per game. I love Greg Ellingson, especially because he was once an Ottawa red-black player and took us to a couple of Grey Cups. 1,000-yard receiver in that offense and just a talented guy, and he's with Zach Kolaros now, who absolutely loves him. And again, needs him because Darvin Adams is no longer there, and that was one of the go-to guys in Winnipeg for Zach Kolaros. And so now he's got Greg Ellingson. Now I've got Greg Ellingson. So I've got both of these Winnipeg receivers. Again, I think that if nothing else, even if Greg Ellingson does not get into the end zone, he's been catching enough passes lately to make it worthwhile to have him in there. In my flex, even. So I could have put him in my wide receiver too, put Schoen in my flex, whatever, however it figures out. Then I'm going to give you Richard Sandani. I'm back on him. I'm back on Richie Sandani. I like exactly the way he plays. He's averaging 13.8 points fantasy-wise per game, and he's only $5,400. That, to me, does not make any sort of sense. Richie Sandani has actually... I know what... I'm. I. think I know exactly what's going on as far as them. They're not the DraftKings are not necessarily paying attention to the actual play on the field, but they are paying attention to the overall stats. But even the overall stats for Richie Sindani are not that bad. And in fact, to me, if you're going to give me Richie Sindani, I'll take him every time and nine times this Sunday, especially at $5,400. I like me some Calgary receivers in this. Bo Levi Mitchell, not the flashiest of players, not the flashiest of quarterbacks, but, you know, he still manages to find his receivers and find them well. Sindani on the season, 11 catches on 13 targets, 138 yards, still hasn't found the end zone, but, you know, again, 11 catches, that is still good for a decent amount of yardage there. He's 11th in terms of yardage total. He is, seventh in terms of overall receptions on the season. So again, Sindani's up there, but he's only $5,400. I want Sindani. And then, of course, I've got the Saskatchewan Rough Riders as my DST. Once again, Dane Evans, Jamal Morrow, Kenny Lawler, Greg Ellingson, Schoen, Richard Sindani, and the Rough Riders defense is my roster. I like this one. Like I said, I think there's a lot of potential in this, and the fact that it zeroes out, kind of cool. And I think Schoen is someplace where people aren't going to necessarily be on, so you'll probably get a lot of Kenny Lawler. You'll probably get a lot of Dane Evans. You may even get a lot of Jamal Morrow only because of what he's done recently, but you can get a little deviation with Sindani, with Schoen, maybe even with Ellingson as well. So that, I feel, is a good lineup for you to roll out. Or, of course, like I said, you can mix and match however you see fit overall. I gave you a few more options out there as well. So, yes, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this one. Like I said, sometimes rolling solo is the way it goes. We'll have Jim back for the next episode of the Gambling Podcast proper. And, of course, the fantasy football episode the next time around. But until then, folks, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you can set a few lineups, win some money. Really, that's all we're here there for. That's what we want out of it. So until next time, everybody, good luck out there. Hopefully, like I said, you cash some tournaments, and we look forward to seeing you post to our social media pages at SGPN, at the SGPN, at mine, at RJ Villagomez. Go ahead and give XFL Jim a follow as well. And let us know how you did this weekend. But until next time, everybody, have some fun out there and let it ride.